The UCP's provincial leadership review is about 6 weeks away and Jason Kenney is in full on save his job mode. The recent ease of public health restrictions showed a priority had been placed on the popularity polls and appeasing elements of his party rather than the health of Alberta residents. The latest announcement that the province would file a court challenge on the federal government's use of the Emergency Act is another public relations move, one that comes only 2 weeks after the province pleaded with the federal government for help in assisting with the protest and blockade in Coutts. While it's fair to question the use of the Emergency Act, asking for help days before is hypocritical and there are already active lawsuits challenging the federal government's use of the act. Ironically, Kenney's $30 million war room drew scores of concerns on the ability to protest and speak freely on the government's environmental and energy policies. Five environmental groups followed through earlier this month and sued Kenney and the provincial government for defamation over claims foreign funding was being used to spread misinformation about the environmental impacts of fossil fuels. Though it's clear recent decisions are taking aim at influencing how members of the UCP view Kenney, the April 9th leadership review in Red Deer will have a cloud hanging over it for the past 3 years of his leading the party. Countless cabinet minister scandals, flip-flopping on coal mining policy, having a patio dinner party during COVID-19 restrictions, the debacle of $1.3 billion spent on the Keystone XL pipeline, the massive blowback against the draft K-6 curriculum and Alberta's $30 million energy war room taking on Netflix children's movies have proven to be non-stop embarrassments. No political party is ever 100% united, nor should it be, but the last 2 years especially have shown a fractured UCP caucus. The handling of the COVID-19 pandemic has been divisive among party members. Across Canada, Alberta's response has been one of the worst as public health restrictions were eased too early, instituted too late and more focus placed on blaming the federal government than pushing the vaccine. Alberta has regularly led in the highest positive COVID tests in the country and has often been the lowest in vaccines received. There have been several incidents with ministers, including Tyler Chandro replaced as health minister over the handling of the pandemic and the loss of faith from the medical community, and Casey Madu taking a step back as justice minister after calling Edmonton's police chief after he received a distracted driving ticket while in a school zone. Forestry and Agricultural Minister Devin Dreeshan resigned over allegations of drinking at work and Tracy Allard resigned as Municipal Affairs Minister after she took a trip to Hawaii at Christmas in 2020 despite recommendations against non-essential travel at the time. The discontent and internal criticism have been steadily growing against the man who came to save Alberta from the NDP. In the past 12 months of polling, the NDP under Rachel Notley has surged in popularity as the UCP has plummeted. The public trust in the party leadership has waned, and while an election is still 15 months away, a leaky ship is never a good sign in regaining confidence. Despite the endless errors and mistakes, there is some sense of optimism for Kenney and the UCP. COVID-19 hospitalizations have largely plateaued and there are signs a decline will soon come. The price of oil per barrel has steadily climbed, potentially bringing in new cash flows for Alberta that haven't been seen in years. The budget was released Thursday, February 24, allowing the province to outline priorities for the coming year. But whether or not it's enough is yet to be seen. Regardless, the creaky rollercoaster ride that has been Kenney's leadership will soon see if he remains in charge on April 10 or if he'll be prepping his resume and cover letter.